Hello everybody, this is Suggestions with Otter 2. I am What's-His-Face, and today's episode is on Netflix. In the poll, you voted, and you voted Netflix. I think it was like 50% to... I think Netflix got like 75% or something, I don't know. So, I am What's-His-Face, let's get into it. So, first thing is it worth your time or money? And all money. So Netflix, unlike some other stuff like Prime Video or YouTube, you do have to pay for it. You have to pay to get to be able to watch Netflix. Obviously, there's going to be maybe stuff like free trials and stuff, but then you are still going to be paying for it after. And number two, what I like and dislike about it. So number one, is it worth your time and or money? So in the money, because you are paying for it, I'd say it's generally worth your money. There is quite a lot of shows on there that you can watch. They do make a lot of shows themselves, like Netflix original shows. But I would say they are they do remove shows, like Prime Video, they don't remove shows, but sometimes shows are unavailable. But Netflix sometimes just randomly removes shows, and then you'll be watching something, and then in maybe like a week or a month or even a year, then you'll think, oh, I want to watch that again, but you won't be able to watch it again. And then if you want to watch it somewhere else, like Prime Video, then you have to pay for the actual show. On Prime Video, you have to pay for the show, but not to use it. On Netflix, you don't have to pay for individual shows and films, but you do have to pay to be able to use it. So I'd say it's worth your time and or money, but sometimes shows get removed, and that's annoying. Like, sometimes I'll watch something, and then a year I'll think, oh, I like it, I want to watch it again, and it won't be there, and then I have to either buy it on Prime Video or something like that, or just not watch it. Is it worth your time? Yeah, it's worth your time. They do have really funny and interesting shows on there, so you should check out if you have enough money. I don't know how much it is, but I think it might be quite expensive. Number two, what I like or dislike and or statistics. So, what I like about it is that you don't have to pay for individual shows. Like, sometimes I'll be on like Amazon Prime Video, or I'll just generally want to watch something. And Netflix, I'll always be able to watch the stuff on there. Again, there's the issue with where they remove stuff from it, but that's not very often, and it's only usually like one show. And sometimes if it's a popular show, they'll, like when you go and click on to watch it, they'll say, oh, this is getting removed by this date. And then you can think, oh, well, I can watch it now. And now I know it's getting removed. It won't be a bad surprise. What I dislike, I think the only thing I really dislike is that they remove shows. I think that they should pretty much keep all the shows. I mean, I don't know why they do that. But that's pretty much the only thing I dislike. Another thing I like is probably that you don't have to, I've already said this in point one, but you can watch anything all of the time that's on there. Whereas on Amazon Prime Video, you have to pay for the things on there. Again, you can get Prime subscription, which is kind of like Netflix, but I'm not sure which is more expensive. It kind of makes sense because Prime Video has more things on there, but you have to pay for a lot of it, and then you can get Prime Video subscription, which is good for kids because it has a lot of kids shows with the subscription. But then again, if you'd rather, you can have if you're going to pay for a subscription, you should probably do like Netflix or something like Disney Plus or something like that, where you have free access to all the stuff. Whereas with Prime Video, even if you get the Amazon Prime subscription, then you're still not going to be able to watch everything on there. But Prime Video does have a lot of more, has a lot of stuff on there. There's a lot more content. If you're looking for something specific, you might be able to find it. Whereas on Netflix, there's a fair amount of filtering. And that does mean you'll get more quality content, I believe, sometimes. Not all the time, but there is some kind of not that good stuff on Prime Video that's not very interesting or good. That's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. So I'd say it's probably worth your money. And this is just getting back to the first point, but I don't think I answered it. It's probably worth your money, assuming you have enough. And it is worth your time. Whereas, I know this isn't a Prime Video episode, so I'm not going to discuss that unless we do an episode on that. So, statistics. I think I've kind of already covered that in the what I like and dislike, but I'll do it again. Well, obviously this is statistics for Netflix, but I'm comparing it to other stuff. So, Netflix. You can always watch anything on there, as long as you've pay for the subscription, you don't have to buy stuff on there. So if you've paid for the subscription, you know you're going to be able to watch that without having to... It's like YouTube. Generally, YouTube, you don't have to pay for stuff. You can freely roam it without having to think, oh, do I have to look for something I can afford or something like that. Whereas with Netflix, you know, oh, I'm always going to be able to watch this. So that's good. They remove shows, unlike Prime Video, where it's always all this stuff that's available to buy. And it's not usually that expensive, but yeah. And I think that pretty much covers it. This is more of a short episode because, one, it's not really my expertise. I don't know that much. I do use Netflix, but I'm not an expert in it or anything. So I think that's it. And I am What's His Face. Bye. Hi, it's me again. I'm just here at the end of the show to tell you if you can want to contact me. If you go in the descriptions of the show, you'll see I've got my website, although it is currently down. This is not a website for the podcast. It is a website on a completely different thing. But if you do want to contact me, you can message me on Discord. I think there's a Discord server link. If there's not, I'll try and put one in the show, in the podcast description at some point if I don't have a Discord. But you can message me on Discord if you want to contact me, but I don't think I'll really be able to. You can join my Minecraft server. This is Minecraft Java Edition, which is for computers, like a Windows or a Mac computer or a laptop. It's not Bedrock, which is Pocket Edition, you could say. And that's for all platforms, like Xbox, mobile, Windows. You can have it on pretty much anything. And it's fishcakes1.apexmc.co. I'm pretty sure. But if you also go to the podcast description, then you'll also find it, if I said it wrong, but I don't think I did. It's modded, so again, there's a download link. It's mediafire.com/something. And it basically has a text tutorial, but that's basically the first thing you want to... You can listen to my Minecraft Java mods tutorial, in case you don't know it. And... if you ask, I can maybe give you a Discord server link or basically send you a video tutorial or something. But you can listen to my episode on a detailed way to install mods. But basically, the download link has all the mods and all the setup stuff. I would recommend you, like, look at the name of the mod and go to the person who made it and, like, review them or something, because it does help. I don't really want to get sued, but because there's so many mods in the server... in this mod pack for my server, it's not easy to attach all of the websites for all of the mods, especially if some of them do have bad websites or like unfinished ones, or they don't have websites, then I can't really credit them. But I'll try to do that at some point. But yeah, it does help, because I might not be able to even do the podcast or anything if someone sues me or something for that. But yeah, I just wanted to say you can join the server. You can ask me when you want to play, if, like, you can join it, but then I'm not probably going to be there, so you can tell me when you want to play, like, a time or something, and then I can be on that at that time. So, yeah, bye.